Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from Exodus chapter 3, verses 7 and 10 through 12. The Lord said, I have indeed seen the misery of my people in Egypt. So now, go. I am sending you to Pharaoh to bring my people, the Israelites, out of Egypt. But Moses said to God, Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and bring the Israelites out of Egypt? And God said, I will be with you. You are chosen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Imagine yourself at recess. Everyone is excited to play kickball, but first, the teams need to be decided. There are two captains, and it is time for them to choose who they want to be on their team. One person is picked, then another, then another. You start to wonder if anyone will ever pick you. Then, you make eye contact with one of the captains. Your name is called. You are overjoyed and ready to help your team to victory. In the reading for today, Moses was far from overjoyed to be picked for the team. God chose Moses for a very big job. He wanted Moses to go to Pharaoh and bring his people, the Israelites, out of Egypt. We are not talking about simply kicking a ball and running to first base. We are talking about clashing with the most powerful leader of the land in order to rescue millions of people. What a task! No, Moses was not overjoyed to be chosen. He was scared, felt completely unqualified, and simply put, didn't want the job. Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and bring the Israelites out of Egypt? Moses asked the Lord. Moses wanted to know why the Lord would pick someone like him for such a big job. After all, he was a shepherd of sheep, not of people. How could he lead such a large group out of their terrible conditions? But the Lord did not choose Moses lightly. He chose him on purpose. He saw that shepherd of the sheep and knew that he could lead his people out of slavery in Egypt and into the promised land. He did not make a mistake in choosing Moses. He knew exactly what he was doing. God says, I will be with you. What a promise. Moses wasn't alone in his task. God didn't give him a big job and then walk away. He told Moses that he was with him. God is with us, too. He chose us to follow him and love him. He gave us the same promise, that he will be with us. What an honor to be picked to be on God's team. What a joy it is to know that whatever task he chooses us for, he is with us and cheering us on. With God, the victory is ours. We give thanks in prayer. Dear God, thank you for choosing me to be on your team. Help me to trust that you chose me on purpose and that you will be with me as I do the work you have given me to do. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.